time for some takeouts on stories we're following this week. And, you know, we've got Louise Story here, our Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And this just reminds me of the fact that sometimes it's not good to be the first. That would be especially if you're reporting billions of dollars in profits, and a year ago you were a bank that was accepting bailout money from the government, right? J.P. Morgan earnings came out this morning. They're the first bank to report their quarterly earnings. They include $3.3 billion in profits. We're expecting to get
That's
the...
It.
Yeah, it's a chump change. Louise Story, explain to us how, after only a year has passed since they were accepting bailout money, they're reporting $3.3 billion in profits.
That's right. It's been a year, and they gave back their bailout money less than a year ago, Celeste. But this is a bang-out quarter. $3.3 billion profit is really a big number, and it speaks to how Wall Street has really recovered even before many banking customers have recovered. I'm sure you hear from your listeners all the time. They're still struggling to look for jobs and stay in their houses. One of the things that's very interesting in these earnings is that the amount that J.P. Morgan set aside for credit loss provisions, that's where they put aside money for future losses on their consumer loans and their credit card loans, they decreased that this quarter. And we think you're going to see that across lots of different bank earnings.
So they've turned the corner on toxic assets.
Well, where they're saying, look, we see a light at the end of the tunnel in the economy. We don't need to set aside as much as we were setting aside before for losses on credit cards. So that's
Put that in the column of the recession, either over or almost over, right?
They're seeing positive change, and they don't need to set as much aside.
But how much does this have to do with the fact that the Fed's keeping interest rates really low? Their access to money is really cheap. They have an enormous spread here.
J.P. Morgan and the other banks have absolutely benefited from all of these Fed programs that have kept interest rates loans low, and as well as the bailout.
Are we expecting these same kind of earnings from the other banks when their results come out?
We do think this is going to be a good quarter because they see the turn in the economy, and they'll set aside less for loan losses, and their trading revenues are up.
Okay, Louise Story is a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.